What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Look and Talk podcast. It's that podcast to tell you the more you drink, the better we sound. It's your pod boss, Victor, and I got a great episode in store for you today with the crew from the Grown Man Logic podcast coming up right after a word from our sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the second of two episodes that are sponsored by Before They Kill Me, A Premonition by Mr. DeJuan J, who happens to be on today. Shout out to DeJuan, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know now, you know, Before They Kill Me is the premonition, is a raw and emotional project featuring speaking on word by DeJuan J. He addressing all kinds of topics, from police harassment to the N-word to all the shit we're going through, social media thirst traps. You heard it. Before They Kill Me, The Premonition, entitled to the album. Check out both, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and check it out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud to have his brother on. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk, and it starts right now, so get your liquor ready, because today, having a round with the boss is the crew from the Grown Man Logic Podcast. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up? Hey,
we doing lit. Good.
No, that intro was hype.
Lit.
Thank you. And also, a special shout. What's up, man? Somebody said something. Oh,
you cutting out, DeJuan. He said, thanks for having us.
Yeah. And also, thank you, Kendra, for coming on Liquor Talk for the third time in as many weeks.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yes. I definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We rarely have guests come back as fast as she did. So okay, we appreciate it.
I feel
it.
Honored. Thank you. I feel honored. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all. Talk to me. Talk to me about what is the Grown Man Logic Podcast.
Wow. Who wants to start? DeJuan?
You got this, DeJuan?
Come on, Captain of the Cool Kids. Come on.
No, it's Captain of the Cool Kids.
Okay. Well, you didn't hear the question.
I'll go.
Kids.
All right. We having some technical difficulties, y'all.
DeJuan, you cutting out.
I'll go.
All
right.
Grown Man Logic, yeah, man, it's a lot of fun over there. You know, we have our monthly pajama jam every second Thursday of the month. We have some hot topics, some pressing issues. If anybody's ever seen our live, we are friends, but we get into it. We do not always agree.
We sure do.
We do not always agree. It's just fun. What do I tell y'all every day, Kendrick? My tribe is my vibe or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, man, we have fun. We talk about real issues, and it's just something, you know, like, we hold ourselves accountable over there. Even when we don't like it.
Mm-hmm. That's for damn sure.
So y'all really get into it like that?
Yeah. We daily. Almost never agree on every show. I can't say there's one show that we just all agreed on.
No, we don't.
Two of us don't agree.
Two of y'all don't agree, and the other two just looking like, so is this a, this is just everybody choosing sides, or?
No,
not at all. It's no. Just... We have our opinions. Yeah, we have our opinions. And, you know, sometimes we actually do change each other's opinions and thoughts on things. But I think that's the beauty of podcasting, actually, is when you actually can learn from the conversation. But initially, no, we be going in like, yeah, this is what I think and this is what you think. And no, like, and then we go into proving why what we think is facts.
It sounds like y'all be having a lot of fun with it.
We do. It's like brothers and sisters.
It is. Sibling rivalry every day.
I think. I just think it comes from like the organic feel that we kind of want to keep over at Grown Man Logic, right? So like they'll tell you, like I'll never tell them the talking points of the show, right? It'll just be like, yo, here's what we're talking about. And that's it. So like the questions and everything come like based off the conversation. But then like I'm also, in addition to being captain of the cool kids, I'm also the king of receipts. So like I've listened to like I've listened to like everybody's episode, like several versions. So then if they say something that's contradictory to something they already said, I'll call them out on it right there. I'm like, yo, no, nah, you just said blah 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 on episode da 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 time mark 9:14. You said this.
Oh man, he got the receipts for your ass. He said, you said, man, that's real though. That's real. That's how you know somebody doing their homework. You know what I'm saying? If they can pull up the receipts and check you about your own points and call you a hypocrite right in front of them.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
But we never be hypocrites though. We just have to stand in the paint. That's accountability right there. You just got to stand in it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like you gain more respect from someone if they just stand in their crap, you know what I'm saying? Look, just stand by it. You wrong call today. That's real. So what made all of y'all decide to come together? Because I know y'all all have different platforms.
Go ahead, D.
Actually, it was Carla. She bullied.
The one that's missing today.
she bullied me into starting the podcast. All right, so basically, every morning on Instagram, I would like start some shit, right? Like I would say something that people needed to hear that they weren't necessarily like comfortable with talking about. So I started promoting my book, Dear Dominic, like, and I went on Carla's show and I went on Kendra's show. And then from there, Eric and Carla were doing a joint show about, I forgot what the show was about, but it had a bunch of men and a bunch of women on there at Fuck Riverside. But we were,
there you go. You better say that.
but it was on Riverside, and the episode ended up not being released because of audio like difficulties in Riverside, like uploading. So once that happened, Carl was like, hey, you should start a podcast yourself because this stuff needs to be talked about. And I was like, nah, I don't have time for it. Like, I got like 90 other careers going on. And so she was basically like, but if you wanted to start a podcast, like what day would you do it? And I was like, I don't know, I guess like a Thursday or whatever. And she's like, around what time? And I was like, I don't know, like 9, I guess. I mean, that's usually like a good time. And then so she hit me back and was like, Kendra says she'll do it. And I was like, but Kendra didn't know that she was signing up for like a long-term commitment.
I did it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So she thought
she
it was
like, are you free and, Thursday at 9?
So she
like,
did
yeah,
it.
Sure.
And then I was like, nah, it's too much estrogen in the room. So I had to hit E up and I was like, oh man, it's too much estrogen in here. I'm not going to be able to deal with it. Come help your boy out.
I just show up.
Damn, you can't handle it.
No, but I just want to say these guys have actually gave me a man card to pass for a man sometimes. So
I know y'all was waiting on a closing line.
I'm low on estrogen.
Wow. Hey, Kendra to earn the man card. That is what's up.
Yeah.
So what is something y'all wish y'all would have known before y'all all came together and formed this union?
How persistent Dewan is in real life.
I would agree.
And I've known him the longest. But when Dewan got his mind fixed on something, he on your neck. He got his foot on your neck.
I think I would have wished I'd known, because I kind of, like Dewan said, I was kind of just doing it. I didn't know it was going to be like a thing. I thought I was just going to do a one-time show with them, you know? So I think I would have wished I would have known that it was going to be like a thing, you know? So I didn't realize that this is like a real ass second podcast. It's not really like, I'm not just like, you know, just guest starring here and there. Like, that's all. But I would agree with Eric too. Cause Dewan is at your neck every day.
Every day. When he says up your pressure.
Every day.
Ain't no slacking. No slacking. Cause he at you. Oh, you didn't answer? Okay. I call back in like 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he ain't playing. Hey, what you got to say for yourself, Dewan? You got to defend yourself.
Nah, man. It's true, man. I'm not going to defend myself on that. They 100% correct, but I just feel like I just feel like that nobody should half-ass anything, right? So like we're in it, we're in it. So like it takes time to edit, as you know. It takes time to promote. It takes time to get listeners, grow your following, this, that, and the third. So if I'm gonna spend the time, I'm definitely gonna try and get the bag out of it. So I can't be Dwan J, you know, Mr. Up Your Pressure, and not apply pressure to those that are closest to me. That's bullshit. That makes me a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
Yeah, but the thing is too, like I have like the majority of my ideas come to me at like 2 a.m. Right. So like I'll go to sleep and take a nap, like inadvertently, right? I'll take a nap inadvertently at like 9, right? If we're not recording that night. And then I'll wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, like, yo, let's get the day started. But obviously there's nobody awake. So now I gotta write all of this shit down. So then I know at 5 or 6 that he's gonna be up. So now I gotta get this off my chest.
So, no, that's so I hit him up first. Duane.
And if he don't answer, Duane, then I hit Kendra because she's using Duane,
no, that's a lie.
That I'm so like
exactly. I'm like, am I ahead of y'all? No, I'm behind y'all, huh? In time.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Wait, because I know Kendra's in California.
What yeah, you're like 3 hours behind us. But still it.
Mm-hmm. I know we said Kendra was in Cali. Where you two men based out of?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh, Cleveland.
I'm in Virginia Beach, and E's in Ohio, and Carla's in Florida.
Oh, damn. How Carla in my state is she missing today, man? Damn, next time y'all see, tell her y'all were on a podcast based out of Florida.
They should just rename Cleveland.
Don't do that.
Rename Cleveland to LeBron James Town or something.
Okay. All right, We'll allow it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, rename Cleveland to LeBron Jamestown. While y'all renaming stuff, y'all might as well name Tampa Bay Champa Bay, because you know what? Shout out to my hometown, Tampa Bay Lightning. They won the championship last night. This is last year's shirt. The new shirt's on the way, y'all, but they won the title last night. All you haters can just be quiet, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to cry about this? Hey, we win the titles in Tampa Bay. We done won 2 titles this year. You know what I'm saying? On our home turf. So guess what? You know, hey, we doing it, y'all.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
For the record, Duane is originally from the mean streets of Boston, and he is a Patriots fan, so tread lightly.
A brother from Boston. Hey, how that feel, man? You know what I'm saying? We won a championship with y'all quarterback. and then your Celtics got bounced in the first round.
He's still not trying to hear that.
Hey, man. Listen, man, I think the Tom Brady, listen, Tom Brady is the greatest living American, okay? He can go wherever the hell he wants to. And do whatever he's the greatest living American. The man has 2 children, one by an actress and another by a supermodel. 7 Super Bowl titles. He models for Movado with Uggs and Rolls Royce. All right. He married a Victoria's Secret model that makes more money than him. He's the greatest living American.
Okay.
What you about to say, Kendra?
Don't he be kissing his son in his mouth? Ain't that the same guy?
Hey man, listen. All right, man, listen. Just hey man, you listen. You can't. I don't know sports, but
I heard okay. it is only because of that.
This is Pride Month still, right? Or was that last month?
No, we over that.
Not this month. Maybe next month. We can discuss it.
Pride Month was last month. Pride Month is.
I was just wondering.
Anyway, and shout out all my people in Arizona.
It may have happened once or twice.
What may have happened once or twice?
He was kissing his son in the mouth. I'm telling you. I don't know sports, but that name rang a bell because I recalled it.
Yes, Kendra.
Tom Brady might have done that once or twice. I mean, but like, we're not going to hold that against him. Not this month. We can't do that.
I'll do it because I don't watch sports.
Shout out to everybody checking this out right now. This, live on this, YouTube.
Anyway, hey, this might be the first and last interview of Grown Man Logic.
And also, for my basketball fans out there, I got the Suns winning, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Arizona needs something, damn it. Shit, all their teams suck, hey, except for the Suns. So, Suns and six, y'all, if y'all watching at home.
Arizona got a team?
Yeah, I'm calling it the same way, Suns and six. Yeah, they have several of them, actually.
Arizona has several teams, and the Suns are the only good one.
Weird. Jesus Christ.
No. The Cardinals are decent, man.
Hold on. The Cardinals to me are in that point of good but not great, but they're not bad enough to tank. Plus, they're in a tough division. That's the only problem with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, give Kyler Murray some time, man. Give Kyler Murray some time. Let him shake the cobwebs off. String one or two pieces on the defense, they'll be right there, man. And then didn't the Diamondbacks just win the World Series like 2 years ago? Two or 3 years ago.
The Diamondbacks haven't won the World Series since 2001. They have the worst record in baseball.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
2001? They were in it though, right? I remember San Francisco or something.
You're probably thinking about either the San Francisco Giants or the LA Dodgers.
Oh shit!
I know the Dodgers doing.
I stand corrected.
It's all good. It happens to all of us.
Funny right there, bro.
Hey, it happens to all of us
in the playoffs or some shit. Maybe I. Okay.
Yep, ladies and gentlemen, this is Look and Talk. The more
you're gonna make me go Google some shit now.
He over here, about the one over here researching and stuff. Let's get into some of the topics these people been talking about this week. Starting with speaking of the Olympics, what are y'all thoughts on Sha'Carri Richardson? Because you know what, I'm gonna let y'all talk about it, and I'm gonna go in a little bit. But what y'all thought?
Kendra, how you feel?
Yeah, K-Dot.
K-Dot.
Two things. One, I'm tired of orange hair. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of looking at her. I'm tired altogether. Okay. Yeah. Call her orange hair. Second, she does not deserve to run. She broke a rule. I don't care if she's black, white, Puerto Rican. I don't give a fuck. A rule is a rule. Us black people, we know damn well we can't get away with a goddamn thing, let alone breaking a rule in the Olympics. Okay, we can barely make it through a yellow light. Okay, girl, bye. The fuck? That's all I got.
Yes, Kendra. Yes.
Well, golly, I'll say that you know, her punishment, it to me, it was a slap. It was deserved, you know, because now she's not even on the team right now. She's not going to where Japan. They have it in Japan, right?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Yeah. She's not going to Tokyo. She's not on the team, and like they could have suspended her indefinitely.
Yep.
And you know, she stood in the paint, because we always talk about accountability over at Grown Man Logic. She stood in the paint. She took her punishment. And she just said, you know what? I may not be your champion this year, but next time. So which means she's already, we're going to hold her accountable to make it back, if that makes sense.
In 2024.
Yeah, in 2024.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that.
This conversation was it almost got somebody kicked out of the live on Monday.
Because,
hey man, listen, man. Here's the thing. Black people, when it comes to stuff like this, make me sick. Because people don't read and research shit, right? So the whole thing is, right? Like the first thing is, when you join the Olympic team or the world team, you're handed a list of banned substances. Marijuana is listed by name, and then it's further broken down by THC and CBD. Yeah, see, Dominic knows. So when that happens, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Because at this point, you're representing to the Black community something bigger than yourself. You know what I'm saying? You are now the light in the community. You're now the inspiration that the little girls and the little boys look up to run this kind of thing. So now, because you deal with adversity, the first thing you do is break a rule. Where's the accountability in that? And it makes me mad because she took her punishment. She was like, okay, you know what? I messed up. It's celebrities and people not fucking reading that's making this a bigger deal. And that pisses me off because every time that Black people decide to jump on Twitter, social media, and jump on these horses about something, we end up looking fucking stupid because we never get the full evidence of what actually happened. And then once everything comes out, we look bad. Because it was like, yo, let her run. Okay, cool. But she broke the rules.
Yeah. You know what? I totally agree with all y'all because it's like, and I saw it from both sides. It's like, at first I was like, a little bit of weed. I'm like, okay. But then when I dove deeper into it, I'm like, no, she broke the rules. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got all these athletes out here training and stuff. They got to abide to the rules. So she broke the rules. And I'm like, and if you were dealing with the death of your mama, I wouldn't have ran, honestly. You know what I'm saying? It does show courage,
but saying,
you ran knowing you had weed in your system. You shouldn't even ran.
True. I look at it like that. You know, like, we can't tell her how to deal with grief. But I also look at it as, you know, like, whenever a family member or something like that, friend passed, we pour out a little liquor. She could have drank, could have had a hangover. She would be running to get that gold.
Exactly.
What I think the Olympics start this weekend, right? They start this weekend.
Yo, and to the people out there who digest a little bit of weed and just a little bit of cannabis purposes, like, so what the CBD portion inside of weed, right, actually lowers inflammation and lowers pain and relaxes muscle spasms. And also, weed is not legal in all these other countries. So therefore, she ingested a foreign substance in her body that gave her a competitive edge. So for those of y'all that are just saying, oh, it's just a little bit of weed and it's legal here in the United States, but what about the communist country where it's not? That athlete doesn't have access to that. So that gave her a competitive advantage. So she still breaks the fucking rules.
Okay.
Yes.
And try telling the cop, I'm just a little bit of Black.
Exactly.
I'm not even 100%.
No, not with that orange hair. She all the way Black.
Exactly. You all the way Black with that bright ass orange hair. And this is what came to me, that these celebrities don't know the damn rules. I see NFL players tweeting, let her run and let her run stuff. But hold on now. Y'all might be in the NFL was popping people for weed a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? They just now started to legalize it to make it okay to where players aren't getting popped for it. So I'm saying all these celebrities and these entertainers and stuff come to her defense. I'm like, y'all must not really know the rules. So I'm like, I find that amazing. Like, you celebrities, y'all all people should be knowing what's what and stuff. And especially athletes come to her defense, because I'm pretty sure there are things that if you get caught within your system, they suspend you. And you know what? The biggest takeaway is that then another takeaway was there were a lot of celebrities calling for people to boycott the Olympics. Boycott for what? There's still a hell of Black
athletes. She broke a rule
in the Olympics.
Not only that, but what about all the other black athletes that didn't break the fucking rules?
Yeah, so they just can't run. They can't participate because of this one bitch that decided to break the rules.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because you still got Black people on the track and field team. You exactly. still got Black gymnasts.
A ton of them.
One person.
But you know why people going crazy? Because people can relate to her the most. You know what I'm saying? They can relate to the woman with the orange hair. And that's what it is. I'm like, y'all are stupid. Like,
I don't think so.
Sometimes it's because you got people in the culture going hard for her, you know?
Yeah, but and here's well, go ahead.
I'll say this. People are trend riders, and there were a lot of athletes who were speaking out for her who have played in the Olympics. They saying, let her run. Y'all know the Olympic protocol. Y'all know she's not supposed to have cannabis, THC, CBD in her system, but y'all yelling, let her run.
Yeah, but see, and then that goes into like why the black community is like where it is today too, is because people don't even realize that weed is not even federally legal. It's only legal on a state level. So yeah, it's legal in the state that she's at, but you're going to represent the federal government. Mm-hmm. You're going to represent the federal government in a foreign country. So not to mention that, like, you know, he's a military veteran. I'm active duty in the military. I can literally serve in the combat zone where I'm getting fucking shot at and I can't smoke weed.
No, you better not.
And she's about to make $1 million from running, and all she has to do is not fuck up. Stop it.
Yes, stop it. By the way, thank you to the both of you for your service, by the way.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, so to all the people out there, before you jump on Twitter on your bandwagons and stuff, please do your research and do your homework and find things out, because you start to look stupid and it makes
you mean read? You mean read?
Yes.
They ain't doing that.
You want us to read?
Don't do that.
I know people don't, but goddamn.
And then he said he wanted us to read.
I know, goddamn it, but if not read, do your research. Watch a YouTube video or something. Shit, you know.
Watch a TikTok. Hey, I learned some recipes on TikTok. Shout out.
What?
To TikTok.
I stay learning hella shit on TikTok.
I do. Learn how to lower my credit score.
Yes. Be careful what you can learn on social media for those of you who don't read. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Did y'all see the dress code that a restaurant in Texas, y'all know the Turkey Hood. You know they came out with a dress code, right? And yeah.
Where? What city in Texas? Oh, okay.
And they got a lot of people in our uproar. So my question, y'all, is do y'all thought restaurants need to enforce strict dress codes?
Strict, no. I mean, you can't come in there bummy smelling like piss, but a dress code? I don't know. I don't know, because I'm thinking about, like, if I think about restaurants like on Rodeo Drive, for example, I don't know that they have a dress code, but I know that people show up looking a certain way.
Yeah.
And I know that clubs, I don't know about where y'all at, but some clubs out here, they do have dress codes. Like, guys cannot wear sneakers, you know, like you can't wear joggers. Like, clubs have dress codes, but I mean, to dine out, I'm not really sure how I feel about that. I don't know that that's necessary.
I think it's all about the image that you want to put out. It's all about your brand. So if you when you start that business, you have a vision and a mission statement. And if you want to make your restaurant an upscale place, then yeah, have your dress code. I mean, because here's the thing. There's no reason that the community should be in an uproar about anything. Like, if you're mad that this club or this restaurant wants you to put a button-up shirt, don't fucking
go. Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's no reason to be in an uproar about it, because, like, this guy, he's not going to change his stance. And he's not going to relax his dress code because he has a vision for his business.
It's a she.
I can get with that.
It's a female. She has every right to enforce a dress code on her at her establishment. If you don't like the dress code, like Dewan just said, don't go.
It's like, to a degree, I understand where everybody's coming from. If you don't like the dress code, don't go. But there are some dress standards that say black people ain't welcome, basically. Some of them be saying between the lines, niggas ain't, we don't want niggas here.
I disagree.
Go back and look at black people's histories, right? In the 1920s, the 1930s, the 1940s, black people was in three-piece suits and spats playing ball.
Facts.
So yes. So it ain't that I don't want black people here. Like, but if you come here, dress up. And if you don't want to dress up, don't come here.
Why do black people have to have a problem with everything? We have, no dress codes. Oh, no bonnets. Oh, don't smoke weed in the Olympics. Why can't we have boundaries? I'm serious.
Because some black people feel entitled based on all the bullshit we went through. But it's like, I understand that to a degree, but to a degree, we got to conform, though, or we not going to be able to live life.
But that's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
No, it's like some of those policies, like just there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No excessively revealing clothes, no exposed undergarments like sports bras or panties, no swimwear of any kind, no obscene language on clothing, no baggy clothing, no house attire, wave caps, do-rags, house shoes, shower caps. I ain't going to say it out loud, but this definitely sound like a Tyrone and a Keisha that they got mad with. But us being upset about it, what? Why? Fuck it.
Bro, wait, like, wait. Here's the thing. Here's the thing with that, too. Like, those dress codes, they're not that bad. That's not bad at all.
They're really not.
What do you mean you want me to wear well-fitting clothes and not put a do-rag on and come in with closed-toe shoes on and a nice shirt? What do you mean?
What do you mean dress up for a fucking date?
Dress up for a fucking date.
Man, come on now. You better dress up. You ain't going to McDonald's, damn it. You actually going to spend extra money at this restaurant.
No, I'm just saying, bro.
After you curse, oh, I'm about to let it fly.
I'm just saying, here's the thing, man. Yo, and here's another thing that's another one of those things where black people were upset for no reason, right? Because there's no doubt in my mind that the people that are upset about this is us. But again, he broke out the 6 rules, and basically they're just telling you don't be a nigger. He said all niggerdom goes down the street. Like that's all he was saying. I'm not telling you you can't eat. You just can't eat here.
Yeah. And I, you know what? Now that you broke down the dress code, Eric, that puts another perspective in mind, right? Because if you also you want to protect your bag as well, right? So when you have, when you have people dressed that way in a restaurant, it stops other people who are not dressing that way from coming to the restaurant. So in a way, it is, I can see it downgrading or making your bag stagnant. I can see that. If you want this to be an upscale place and you want to also those, you know what, those type of people, let's be real, come with a certain behavior set as well. So you keeping drama down. And I think that you are keeping, because I'm one of those people. If I see a place where a bunch of hood people is eating it, I'm going to drive right by. I don't want to eat in there.
Who's wearing house shoes and shower caps in restaurants?
Please, I need to find that out.
The same girls that Monique seen at the airport.
Yep, the mind your business.
The same bitches.
Bonnet Brigade. Yep, them same bras. The Bonnet Brigade.
Bonnet Brigade.
Yeah, listen, man. That is the most ignorant shit that I've seen in a long time. Where Monique, another black woman, she's a hypocrite, but you know, another black woman who, in this instance, was dropping gems, right? And they told her to mind her business, and then they wonder why they single and they can't get a man, and ain't nobody fucking talking to them, and then nobody, you know what I'm saying? And then when they get a dude, he slide into DMs, and he's only trying to smash, and he ain't trying to take her home to meet grandma, and you wonder why we're all a good dude. Dress the part that you want. Dress the way that you want people to treat you. That's all I'm saying.
Dress the part, and also learn to take advice from people you might not like, because I know a lot of people that may have been canceled, but they drop dimes, they drop gems.
Hey, canceled.
Mm-hmm. You might not like the source, but you gotta take the good with the bad.
They cancel for telling the truth.
So,
hey, listen,
so
when you're right, you're right. When you're so right, you're right.
Black people got mad. Hold on, I take that back. Niggas got mad that a black owned restaurant said, don't come here dressed like a nigga. All right. I would just make sure I cleared that up. That's
basically what it is. And they got us talking about it.
What the? Okay.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like you're just trying to find a reason to not support a black-owned business. If a black-owned business tells you dress up, fuck it, dress up.
Right. Like you keep preaching about, though.
Like I said, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Black people, three-piece suits, derby hats, and spats. That was the standard at that point in time.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the
end. And now we're here.
We're here.
Well, you have to be reminded to not wear your house shoes outside. The fuck?
we have to be reminded it's 2021, about to be 2022. Black people, at the end of the day, tighten up. Please do. Just tighten up. Tighten up and stay home.
Hey, man, listen. Listen, we gotta stop having these conversations, man. Because I'm gonna be cooling of the year by the end of July. Like we keep going like this, bro. Like because these people make me sick. Because like I harp on customer service for black businesses, right? But when a black business rises up and they meet your level of customer service and your expectations, but all they ask of you is to dress up, treat the place the way that I treat you, and we got a problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. No. I feel like everybody with the podcast about to turn into some coon shit, because now that we really break down and have the conversations and we take the rose colored glasses off and we look at it from the angle of are we right or wrong, a lot of black people don't want to hear the truth.
No, that's exactly what it is.
We don't want to hear the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. To all my parents out there, you might want to hide your children, you know what I'm saying? Give them something to play with, you know what I'm saying? Because shit is about to get real now with this next topic. Ladies, all right, to my fellas. Yes, to my fellas. So I had a conversation with an avid listener. She tells me that this man she into gives her $150 to buy a damn toy, a sex toy. And because he in the military and he got a 2-year commitment or whatever and just wait on him. So my question to y'all is, what do y'all think? Well, Kendra, would you tell a man to buy you a toy? And fellas, are y'all buying a woman a toy?
I would not tell him to buy me a toy, no.
But now, what if he volunteers to buy you a toy?
What?
What if he volunteers just here? Here's $150.
I'm not really into toys. I'm the wrong bitch. So if he came talking about some get a toy and wait for me or whatever, I would definitely shoot it down. Like I wouldn't. I'm just not into the toy thing. That's all. I like real men.
Okay.
And that's all. I guess that's all I can really say.
Okay. Right? Okay. Fellas, y'all buying a woman a toy or nah?
Wait, hold on. I was gonna say hell no. But
you're gonna be gone for 2 years, remember?
I'm thinking about it, right?
As a no, you're gone for 2 years, but yet y'all still communicating. You buy her that toy?
In the okay, like in the deployment, being prior military, come to think about it, I have been 9 years removed as of yesterday. I've been out the military 9 years. A toy ain't gonna stop Jody from coming over.
Facts. Like,
facts.
Okay.
At all. You know, like that toy, the batteries may run low. You know what? She might want, as Kendra says, Kendra likes it organic. So a toy ain't gonna do nothing. A toy ain't gonna stop nothing. If she wanted to happen, she wanted to happen. It, you know, like the kids are away right now. So if she feel like, you know, chewing on some meat, she gonna do it.
Guarantee she got a nigga on the phone to call.
I mean, like, she better make sure that life insurance, you know, packed up, because when I come back from this deployment, I'm tearing this bitch out. No.
Listen, I think it's a wasted investment. Because you have to know your person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're like, you have to know your person. And once you do, like, I'm not paying $150 for a toy. Like, no matter how, I'm not doing that. Like, especially like if you know that your person likes the organic shit, then like you just have to chalk this one up as a loss.
For real.
Is it really? Wait a minute. So what you guys are saying is that you actually don't even trust the woman to wait 2 years for you to get back.
No. Having trust and being a realist are two different things.
Hmm. What toys are $150?
I mean, I get it.
Hold on. There's this, I think it's this toy, it's a suction toy or something like that. It's supposed to automatically play with it or something like that. Hold on.
I'm already looking.
Hold on. Wait a second. I'm going to try to find his name for you while we
stand. I just feel like bitches will do anything than to get with a man and do whatever it takes to be with him. Like we want to do everything we can to replace a man instead of getting in line to be a man and stop wearing bonnets and stop, you know, stop loud talking and whatever it is. Like, we willing to go through all these extremes just to take care of ourselves in every way that we can so we can keep walking around saying we don't need a man. Fuck that toy. Fuck all those toys.
Yeah. I just feel like if it's gonna happen, and there's no toy that's gonna stop it from happening.
Bitch, this not kindergarten. The fuck I need a toy for?
Yeah.
Listen, I agree with all y'all. Listen, if it's for her pleasure, I'm not buying you no damn toy. I want to give you the organic. Now, will I use a toy while doing what I'm doing? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? That's something to maybe explore, because I've heard a lot of women on Twitter talking about some, maybe a man need to use a toy while having sex, you know, use a toy on me and stuff. Maybe that's something to explore, but I'm not about to give you $150 just so you can buy a damn toy, you know what I'm saying, to pleasure yourself while I'm waiting, because you might, who knows what bullshit you might tell me. You might convince me to buy the damn toy, but another nigga in your guts, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't about to do all that.
Exactly. I'd rather give
$150 to your business or something like
and,
that.
And really what it hurts your feelings is if you come back after 2 years and the toy's still in the package and it's got dust on it.
Damn. That will be bad.
Okay.
That will be bad if she just sat there and wasted your money. I'm like,
because you know she got to get it to play it off.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy it. You know, they actually might know when you come back. They actually might just take it out the damn box.
Yeah, but I mean, it need to be worn. It need to have some residual or something on it.
They gotta have 2 years worth of wear.
It better have 2 years worth of wear, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta ask yourself, all right, is some of these women out here even worth you buying a damn toy for?
I still can't find nothing on her for $150.
Okay, it's something called Fantasy for Her. Hold on. Can
no, it's cool, it's cool.
Oh. You found it? That's it right there.
I saw that.
Oh, you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's $150 in the damn store. Well, 160 some plus.
Why are these bitches so obsessed with being licked? I'm just curious. Like, I just don't understand. Is that why everybody is lesbians? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's cool, don't get me wrong, but like, what is the obsession? Lord Jesus.
Kendra is so real about it.
I done messed up my whole algorithm liking up that shit.
Oh. I think it's maybe there's like some kind of stimulation within that part. I guess I don't know.
Of course there is, but I'm just saying that men and women have the bodies that they have for a reason. Then that's it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done with that rant.
Hey, that was a good rant, by the way. I hope y'all are enjoying this rant. Now, Kendra, I need you to get some of these women in check, because that was really a woman that felt like a man is only needed for sex. He can't be needed for anything else. What do you think of women like that? I'm like, y'all only think we're just needed for sex? What the hell wrong with y'all?
Sex and money. Don't forget the money.
Sex and money. That's it. That's it. What the hell wrong with these women?
Because I don't know, it's funny. I was literally, of course, watching Kevin Samuels before we started, right? But I was literally watching Kevin Samuels, and this girl, she was on there saying that the reason why, and the bitch was like 47, right? Talking about she deserve a high value man now, right? And so, you know, Kevin's like, well, why do you deserve somebody else's money? And she's like, because I just feel like I deserve it now. And he's like, well, you almost 100 years, like you half 100 years old. Why do you deserve, you know, somebody else's money? And she was like, you know what? I guess it's because, you know, I grew up poor and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, when she said that, it really just made sense that I think a lot of women place their value upon money. So like, if I get a dude to have money, that adds value to myself. And the only other thing that women, like a lot of our generation of women, believe men can do is fuck them and financially support them. Aside from that, we miss the marks on other things that we need from men. You know, that they know, nobody talks about like needing protection from a man. You know, all the toys, they don't need that from, you know, that they're making it to where you guys don't need to be doing anything besides fucking them and giving them money. And it's like, I think that they don't realize that they need so much more from a man. Like, so much more. Yeah, because I mean they replacing y'all with their best friends, and some of them be fucking their best friends that don't, if y'all don't believe me, right? That's so true. They replacing men with their best friends. They love dogs, they love cats, the little toys you brought up. They got, you know, they got their own business, so to speak, or they, you know, they got PhDs or whatever. So in their eyes, they don't need a man because they don't understand what men are actually here for.
Wow, that I feel that one, fellas. What y'all think?
We all know that Kevin Samuels is my pops.
So I'm gonna
agree. But there was an interesting stimulation that that my pops ran when he was talking about women in retirement, like, and they were talking about how a woman on a wage that she is now, and how, you know, with a 3% increase for, you know, cost of living adjustment, right? When, by the time from 65 to 85, she's going to come short $2.9 million. Oof. $2.9
million. It's like three million.
So I mean, at that point, like if all we're good for is sex and money, just become a prostitute. We prefer it that way. It's less headache, and is less argument, is less stress.
Dewan, I call them prostitutes now, just because they're not labeling themselves as prostitutes. I mean, that's basically what you are, right?
I mean, that's what's necessary. But at the end of the day, like, here's the thing. With these women that come on and they have like their PhDs and all this other kind of shit, like, yo, listen, men built the world that you live in. The least you could do is show a little bit of gratitude and a little bit of appreciation and stop being so fucking ignorant and arrogant and mean about the shit that you're doing. Right? Hello. Hey man, don't make me start preaching in here, man. That's the-
Hello, you preaching, damn it. You preaching. But, I'm with it. Shit.
What I'm saying is, like, you're still fighting for, you know, equal rights to, you know what I'm saying, pay and all this other kind of shit. But it's like, yo, you're allowed to have this shit because men went to go argue for your punk ass to have the right to vote. Mm-hmm. So whoever is on that pedestal right there need to tell them, put their dick away, take some of that bass out their fucking voice, and learn some femininity. And then you'll see how a man can benefit you. But a man can't benefit you if you're out here swinging a bigger dick than he is.
Word to all the feminists out there who love to troll on Twitter, who love to disagree with us men. Y'all heard what Dewan said.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all a true story. This happened today, right? I thought I was going to be late for the show. I stopped at the grocery store, and there was this woman. She was in her... I guess she was a nurse, or she had on scrubs, right? And I was trying to get by her with my cart, and I'm like, excuse me. And she was like, no, I got a man. I'm like, I said, excuse me, bitch. I said it just like that. It just, my bad, you know, if you ever listen to this woman. I ain't mean it. It just blew out my mouth. I'm like, I said, excuse me, bitch. So I go around, because I was looking for some, I was looking for some spices. I come back around. She's standing on the shelf, trying to get the motherfucking ravioli on the top shelf, right? I walk by, and I push the ravioli back a little bit further.
You petty! You petty!
She looked at me like, I was like,
you got a man, right?
I got, no.
Right, Dewan, right? That's what you should have said. You got a man, right?
But what I wanted to say was, a lot of these women, y'all focus on y'all PhD, y'all should be focused on y'all pH balance.
Hello.
So you get a lot of women, you know, like they get some friends who hype them up and boom, boom, boom. Reach that ravioli on that top shelf. Go ahead and open that pickle jar. Change your tire. Like, there's a lot of things that women need men for, and women downplay a man's role so fucking much.
Yes.
Us men, we're used to it. That doesn't make it okay. we're just used to it. So, like, this shit just rolls off our skin like water off a duck.
It does. It really does.
Because say that just, shit, Eric.
We're used to the bullshit because we get all the bullshit all the time. So, you know what? To all you women who feel like, don't ask yourself why you're single if you feel like you just need a man for sex and money. Because, of course, you're going to be single because no man wants to deal with you for them reasons. Ladies. Y'all better recognize. Now, I got to pull a topic from one of y'all latest episodes. How does a person sleep with an obstacle? Because I would have felt like you could tell a person is an obstacle before you get in bed with them.
Nope.
Not always. Not always. And who gonna present that obstacle when they trying to fuck you?
True.
Sleeper cells, man. Sleeper cells.
I think after you sleep with a person is when you start seeing more of their true colors, really.
Well, I mean, relationships ain't real to men until after you fuck anyway.
That's true.
I'm being 100% serious.
That was a hard truth. I believe you, but that was hard for me to swallow when you first said that. Yeah.
Kendra, you guys have heard this before, but like what I'm saying is, so when you go out on date one and date two or date three and you're trying to get the draws from the girl, right? And she's telling you, my favorite color is red, and I like long walks on the beach, and my favorite food is this. After you smash, you're asking her the same questions because it didn't stick the first time. Because it wasn't real to you. Like, because we didn't, it's just how we're built. So when a woman's like, oh, all men want to do is fuck, well, yes. And then we'll see what else there is. Like, after that, like, those are the facts. So usually what happens is when you end up in a relationship, you know, by choice, by accident, by happenstance or whatever, right? Like, and you know, you're 6-7 months in, a year in, and all of a sudden you wake up and you're just like, wait a minute, like the person that's supposed to have my back has my back, but only to stick a knife in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
is all you're cutting in and out. But yeah, I hear what he's saying.
You cut up like crazy, the one.
The one, I'm going to need you to repeat that part or refresh.
The one, stop.
All right. Let me get here for a minute. Because you know what? I would think a person's most of the red flags would come up after you, either before or after you fucked, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't think
for sure.
Most of them will come up. Why? Or sometimes you might just have a fuck buddy and the red flags might not even come out because y'all just fucking. All right. He'll come back.
Well, so the actual show that we did, we weren't including fuck buddies because, I mean, you shouldn't be looking at as that person as your spouse anyway. So they're literally supposed to just fuck you and go about their day. But we were talking about, like, you know, when you're actually in a relationship and the person is not supportive and like doesn't believe in you and your dreams. That has happened to me. And it was hurtful. It was really hurtful to know, like, damn, like, and especially when I felt like I was definitely there for him. I was pushing him to do things when he didn't even want to do it. You know, when he was depressed or whatever, I was still trying to push him to work towards his goals. And then the moment I started to work towards mine, I was being overly critiqued, like making it seem like every move I made was wrong. I could have done everything that I did, could have did it better. He knew how to do everything better, yet didn't tell me. You know, like it was just it started feeling like I was actually sleeping with my competition, not even like which is your competition is ultimately an obstacle, right? But it was so hard. It was like I'm in a relationship, but I'm alone. Like, damn, you know, like. And I had people around me that weren't in relationships with me that was supportive of me. And I think that hurt even more to know that other people would support what I was doing, but he wouldn't.
Yes, I totally feel you, because earlier Deshaun talked to somebody like that that wasn't really all that supportive, and then we stopped talking, and I just happened to snoop on their page one day, and I see, oh, you can share this nigga stuff, but you can't share my stuff?
It was that right there. Yes.
You know this. So let me tell y'all right now, if you are dating a creative, try to share their posts, you know what I'm saying? Share their platforms. If they got a new episode or something new dropping, share that shit, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to feel like you sleep with the enemy. Now, what happens if you find out you sleep with the enemy? How soon do you just cut them off? Because, you know?
This is my part, Kate.
Okay.
I was the enemy. I was. Like, I was self-sabotage my relationships unknowingly because I wasn't fit to love that person, to love that woman, because I wasn't in love with myself, right? Mm-hmm. I have ruined relationships. I would have a great woman and I would go out, flirt, talk to bitches because I was bored.
Because you were bored?
I was bored. I was, like when they say sleeping next to the enemy, I had narcissistic traits. How did I have narcissistic traits? But I was very, give me your attention, give me your attention, give me your attention. Eric, I want your attention. Fight, bitch. So I would self-sabotage my relationship. And then that shit got old. As I got older, the shit got old. And I was like, I need to change some of my motherfucking ways. So.
You know what? I got to respect the honesty, you know what I'm saying? Because most men don't own up to that, you know what I'm saying? Most people aren't stand-up people that are just going to talk about when they were wrong, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So, and also, we've all been like that, where we've just been so caught up in what we got going on that we're not even focused on the person in front of us. So, in that case, we could be definitely sleeping with the enemy.
I mean, sometimes you are the enemy, like, and yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then the other person is sleeping with you, and they're sleeping with their enemy. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it takes being, like, honest with yourself to realize that.
Yes, yes, yes. So what does a person do if they recognize they're sleeping with the enemy? Do they address it and hope for change, or do they just cut their asses off?
Fucking run. You got to go, bro. I mean, because enemy is a powerful word, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're not just talking about, like, you doing little things here and there to piss me off. We're talking about something or an entity that's literally sabotaging what you have going on.
I think you definitely should have a conversation first and just get an idea of where that person's mindset is. You know, like maybe they don't realize that they're doing it. You know, I don't know, but I'm always an advocate of at least having a conversation, you know, and kind of just feel it out, you know, and if the person, so the most important thing is that the person has to understand and realize that it's a thing. So if you have the conversation and the person denies and does not see your point of view, then I don't know that relationship should continue on. But if the person at least tries to understand your perspective and how you felt, you know, when you did certain things and is open to working towards being better, I'm down with that.
That's real.
I'll say, if you are the enemy, if you have a trail of broken hearts, and it seems like every relationship, she was tripping, she was doing this, she was doing that. Everybody, I heard from somebody wise, everybody don't tell the same lies about you. If you got seven broken relationships where they all tripping and they all saying the same thing, this, that, and the other, you need to take a look inner and look at the shit that you're doing. And it took me 31, 32 to realize, yo, I'm fucked up. I'm breaking these women's hearts. I'm feeding them these motherfucking fish dreams, having them thinking that they're madly in love with me, and the entire time, I could give two shits about their day. Like, I was so I say it on Liquor Talk. I apologize for, you know, those women, and I've said it to them personally. But I was terrible. I was running a fucking I was speeding with no brakes, and it took for me to hurt a real good woman for me to realize I needed to get some help with myself.
Whoa, that is real. That is a real mission right there. Shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? That is definitely the run the real submissions I've heard, you know what I'm saying? Somebody right here on that platform admit they were wrong. That is real. That takes a real man to do that, you know what I'm saying? So, people, ladies and gentlemen, if you feel like you are an enemy, you feel like you're being toxic to people, go seek help, you know what I'm saying? They got all these ways you can go get help, you know what I'm saying? So just do it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bars.
Yes, bars. So, people, what can people get from the Grown Man Logic podcast?
Ooh.
A little bit of, well, actually a lot of bit of what you just got. This right here was a sample size of what goes on. We get it in over there every Monday and Thursday night, man. Just like this. It's real ass conversations. There's no cap and no pulling punches. It's not for the weak hearted. I tell you that right now.
That's real.
Yep.
That's
laughs.
Real. Laughs.
Only a little bit of capping because we call each other out, so it's not much capping. but true life, like real stories, like real life stories, and we do a good. I think we do a good job of like interacting with our audience, you know. So like you definitely feel like you are a part of the conversation, even if you're not on the panel. And that's one of my favorite things about Grown Man Logic is that we do a good job of like hosting our show. But then, you know, if you're in the audience, you don't feel like you just kind of just sitting there, you know, because we do like you might say something to us and we might elaborate on that topic for 5 to 10 minutes, you know.
We definitely get it in over there. Like what y'all see on the lives, like y'all just see an extension of our actual conversations. Like we call each other out in our FaceTime, our group chats, everything. Like like Kendra said, there's no cap. Like like when Dewan was wrong one time, and Carla pulled receipt, and he was like,
"My bad, I'm sorry."
My bad. You know, like, so yeah. what we talk about on Grown Man Logic when we say hold yourself accountable, up your pressure, apply the pressure, stand in the paint on when you're wrong, maybe you're looking at it different. That's what we bring over there every Monday and Thursday. Then when you go over to YouTube and you check out that private stock or that VSOP lounge, you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we're essentially putting out content 4 days a week, man. Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, and Sunday.
Damn.
Yeah, we're putting out content 4 days a week. So, you know what I'm saying? 2 days on Instagram, 2 days on YouTube. And yeah, man, it's just, you know, you get, four shows, no cap. I mean, like I said, these opinions are they're varied. They're backed by stats, so it's not just like you're not about to just, you know, get a bunch of like four different opinions, because I mean that's kind of my category where like nah. Statistics says this. What do you think about that? Like, so you're gonna get some kind of statistic or some kind of study to like back your shit up, man. And that's just it. It is. Come join us. Pull up on us.
That's real. Lastly, I know y'all got a dope platform, but why do people need to come pull up on y'all? Why do people need to subscribe to the Grown Man Logic podcast?
Why? No, the question is why not? Why not? You're getting four very strong, intelligent voices of the community. People that stand alone on their own, but have come together to bring a balanced, highly opinionated, backed up, educated opinion to the community. We're not letting people slide on shit. We show the empathy. We show the compassion. We bring the wood when we have to. But we can also handle you with kid gloves when we have to. And ultimately, Grown Man Logic is about uplifting the community. So, yes, we host it and we put out all of this content. But ultimately, it all points back to one direction, being better Black people.
Facts.
Hey, Vic, have you ever seen a bad Avengers movie?
Nope.
Tap in with Grown Man motherfucking Logic. That's all I'm looking for. And that's on everything.
That's real.
Bars.
Well, I want to thank y'all for coming on Look and Talk. Thank y'all for blessing us with the presence. And DeJuan, thank you for sponsoring the first two episodes of July. You know what I'm saying? I do appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for showing love for the first two episodes of July. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are hitting the closing marks after this episode. There are three episodes left in the Liquor Talk season. We done hit the fourth quarter, y'all, so the final rounds are coming. But I want to thank you, the listener, if you've been listening, rocking with us on YouTube, whether you've been rocking with us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts at, I want to say thank y'all. And until next time, remember, when shit gets hard, you got to keep going because everything shall pass, you know what I'm saying? So pour up that liquor, and until the next time, good night.
Good night.